This is Pete Atkinson with the Weekly Sports Roundup. Pocahontas County Schools. The Warriors won their first football game of the season, 18-16, against the Richwood Lumberjacks September 21st at home. The win improved the record to 1-3 for the season. Up next is a Friday night tilt against East Hardy at home September 29th. The boys' soccer team played in three games this past week. First up was Nicholas County on September 21st, where the end result was a 1-1 tie with Matthew McQuain scoring for the Warriors. Next was Midland Trail on September 23rd, where the Warriors won 6-1. McQuain and Griffin Taylor scored two goals each for the Warriors, with Trenton Brock and Quincy Sharp adding a goal each. The Warriors then faced Jane Monroe September 26th, losing 7-3, moving the record to 5-7-2. The guys next play Shady Spring at home September 28th and Braxton County at home September 30th. The girls' soccer team won three games this past week. The first game was against Nicholas County on September 21st with a score of 3-2. Next was Midland Trail on September 23rd, winning 4-1, and then against James Monroe on September 26th, winning 2-0. The girls improved the record to 8-5-2. The girls next play Shady Spring at home September 28th and Braxton County at home September 30th. Bath County Schools. Carter Hooker of the Chargers golf team plays fifth individually with a 103 at the Pioneer District Golf Tournament September 20th hosted by Narrows at Castle Rock Golf Course. Isaac Ingram shot a 115 for the Chargers also. Hooker and Ingram will both play in the Class 1 Region C Tournament next Wednesday September 27th. At Great Oaks Country Club in Floyd County. Chargers Natalie White and Noah Bowling both won races at the Pioneer District Cross Country Meet hosted by Bath County. White ran a time of 21:04 for the girls, while Bowling ran a 22:28 for the boys. The next race for Bath County will be at Perry McClure, joined by Highland County, Wednesday, September 27th. The Chargers varsity volleyball team beat Perry McClure in five sets in a matchup Thursday night, September 21st, in Buena Vista. The Lady Chargers faced Buffalo Gap in an away match September 25th, coming away with the win. Bath County raised the record to 4-0 in the Pioneer District, 10-4 overall. The Chargers junior varsity volleyball team also met Perry McClure at Buena Vista on September 21st, winning in two sets. The girls played Buffalo Gap on September 25th, losing in two sets, moving the record to 4-0 in the Pioneer District, 7-3 overall. The Chargers football team scored the last 27 points of the game, beating Roanoke Catholic 63-28 Friday night, September 22nd, moving to 5-0. Wyatt Campbell rushed for five touchdowns for the winners, with Hunter Waldeck adding three rushing touchdowns and Andrew Turner returning an interception back for a touchdown. The Chargers take the next week off, returning to play Auburn in their homecoming game on October 6th. Highland County Schools. The girls' varsity volleyball team hosted a game Friday night, September 22nd, against Union Educational, losing in five sets. Anna Moyers led Highland with four kills and five aces. Colleen Adams had three kills and seven aces, and Zelia Good added four kills and four aces. On September 26th, the girls' varsity won a four-set match against Tigers Valley, West Virginia, improving their record to 1-2 in the Pioneer District, 4-5 overall. Good had a team-high five kills for Highland, Adams added five aces, and Moyer served four aces. The Lady Rams middle school team dropped a home decision to Pendleton County, West Virginia, September 25th, losing in three sets. Juliet Scott had 13 points, eight aces, and two digs for Highland. Hensley Neal had 3 points, and Daisy Moyers added 2 points. The junior varsity lost two games this week, losing in straight sets to Pendleton County Monday on September 25th and losing to Tigers Valley, West Virginia on September 26th in two sets, dropping the record to 1-3. Turning to area colleges, the Cadets hosted Wofford in the Southern Conference football game September 23rd, winning 17-14 to improve the record to 2-2. VMI faces Mercer in Macon, Georgia, September 30th in another conference matchup. JMU's football team faced Utah State September 23rd in Logan, Utah, winning 45-38 to remain undefeated at 4-0. Up next for the Dukes is a home game on September 30th against South Alabama. The Cavaliers faced NC State in a home football game Friday, September 22nd, and lost their fourth game in a row, 24-21, dropping to 0-4. Next up for the guys is Boston College at Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, September 30th. The Mountaineers hosted Texas Tech in a football game September 23rd, winning 20-13, moving their record to 3-1. Up next for the guys is a matchup against TCU September 30th in Fort Worth, Texas. The Hokies dropped to 1-3 after losing to Marshall 24-17 on September 23rd in Huntington, West Virginia. Next up for the guys is a game against Pitt at home on September 30th. The Flames football team remained undefeated after beating FIU 38-6 September 23rd in Miami, Florida, moving to 4-0. The guys next play Sam Houston October 5th in a home contest. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of The Recorder, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit the story on AMR's website. This has been Pete Atkinson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.